Hello, welcome to this edition of The Root Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on August 31st, 2016. Our guest today is Jack Rosenberg, Collier's National Director of Logistics and Transportation. We're going to discuss some of the latest trends and developments in industrial real estate. Jack, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, Jack, looking at Collier's recently released annual report on industrial real estate transactions in North America, you're calling 2016 one of the strongest years to date in the sector. Why?
The report we just issued covered the six largest distribution markets in the U.S., and what we see is that the growth in absorption of space, either purchase or lease by corporations, has been extremely strong, and that the industrial real estate industry is also matching that with extremely strong, speculative and build-to-suit construction.
Okay, so then are there any particular markets in North America that had especially strong years?
Well, what's really interesting about the market in 2016, and it's just the first half of 2016, is that absorption and construction and industrial real estate is strong in all of the major markets almost all across the country. The only areas where there might be a little bit of weakness might be like Houston, where they're still suffering from the oil and gas. But, Chicago's had 3.6 million square feet of absorption in the first half of the year. New Jersey, Lehigh, and Eastern Pennsylvania, almost 5 million square feet. Southern California, 6.8 million square feet. And the demand has been so high that that there's 60 million square feet under construction right now for future demand. And that compares to, say, the bottom of the market in 2011, when there was only 600,000 square feet of speculative construction for all of North America.
And what, I guess, then it would be driving all this demand? I mean, is this mainly just the side effects of all the new e-commerce that's going on?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, but e-commerce is certainly a big part of it. But the economy has been in expansion since 2008. It's been a relatively weak economic expansion, but industrial real estate has been going in absorption and construction have been going at record pace since about, I think we're in our third or fourth record year in a row. 2013 was extremely strong, 14, 15, and 2016 is even better. And, you know, basically there's two factors to it. One is that e-commerce demands a different kind of real estate than a regular distribution center. You know, regular distribution center is designed to ship pallet loads of goods, to load pallet loads onto trucks, and then trucks take them to stores, whereas e-commerce is breaking down a pallet load into individual pieces, and so it's a kind of a different space that's required. So that's driving it. And then, supply chain has risen. Supply chain and operations has risen in importance over the last 20 years, where now there are C-level officers and CEOs and other C-suite people are coming from supply chain, and that's a really important place for a company to drive cost out of their system and increase their profits. So as people re-engineer their supply chain to be more efficient, that's driven a lot of new construction and absorption. You know, 10 years ago, a state-of-the-art building was 24-foot clear. Now a state-of-the-art building is 36-foot clear, and that has a lot of, so as they get more efficient with using the cube height, that drives a lot of industrial construction and demand.
Okay, you were talking about 10 years ago. How about just 1 year from now? What are we going to be talking about when Collier's releases the next analysis of the industrial market?
That's another great question, and if I knew that, I wouldn't be doing real estate. I'd be investing in the stock market. But what I would say is that, barring any shock in the economy, like a terrorist attack, major terrorist attack or something like that, I just think we see slow and steady growth. So I think we'll be looking at, continued growth and continued development, and we'll be looking at 2017 being another record year.
Well, Jack, appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenney.